BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in third and final hour of the program here on Tuesday morning, and it's time to make some magic. We have joining us now on the line to talk about a very important event that is coming up. We have the most highly acclaimed female illusionist in America. She is well known. She has been coming to the South Coast for quite a while and has always been there to help support local organizations like the YMCA. And she's going to help make hunger disappear. Let's welcome to the program Lynn Dillies. Good morning, Lynn. How are you?
Good morning, Tim. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's great to speak with you, and it's great to know that you're coming back to the South Coast again.
I am. It's no illusion.
Well, this is, of course, a very important event for the YMCA and the Full Plate Project. Make hunger disappear, because food insecurity is a big issue here on the South Coast, and it's something that we have been fighting.
It, unfortunately, is a big issue, Tim, and it's not getting any better. And that's why this event is so important, to have the community come and support what we are doing, which is so amazing, to help out literally thousands of people in the South Coast.
And you have done a great job of using your skills and talents as an illusionist to be able to help benefit a lot of organizations. What is it about, you know, being able to use your talents to help with fundraising efforts? What is it that draws you to come back and take part in these events?
Well, I've been very involved with the South Coast YMCA's Full Plate Project for a couple of years, and I helped originate Dartmouth United Outreach, which started at the Smith Mills Congregational Church during the pandemic to primarily help out the seniors, and it rapidly expanded. And I have a big touring truck, you know, that I transport my equipment around the country when I'm on tour, and I ended up using my truck, which, you know, I wasn't performing during the pandemic, completely shut down, but I used my truck to pick up food every week for our mission running out of the church, and I would pick up food and bread and so forth, and then everything just, like I said, rapidly expanded. We grew out of the church, and we needed a place to go, and fortunately, the Full Plate Project took us on as a partner, and it just really spoke to my heart, this need, and people have been really supportive of me through the years, and I really love giving back to the community with my magic. It's part of my whole heart's mission, really, is to help people, and I just absolutely love it. And we have an incredible team of volunteers that make all this possible. And it's an amazing thing to see. If you drive up to any of the mobile markets at any of the Y locations and see the best of humanity from all walks of life coming together to just help people in need, it's really extraordinary.
And from everything that I know about you over the years, the magic is something that is your vehicle to be able to help and to inspire people. So while, yes, it is a show, there's always more to it than that. There's always more of a heartfelt mission behind what it is that you're doing on stage.
Absolutely. That's what I aspire to do, is inspire people. And I love it when a young girl will be sitting in the audience watching me up there on stage, you know. It just makes my heart smile to think that in some way I might be inspiring her to really just focus on her dream and realize that you can be successful in a male-dominated field, for example. Magic is, incredibly male-dominated. So I'm pretty psyched to be able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, that is something that I've always looked at and thought strange, that it seemed like there were defined gender roles in magic. You know, the man was going to be the magician and the woman could be the assistant. And that's the way, and every male magician had the female assistant. And why is it, though, that it has become locked in that way? Why is it still, in 2024, such a limited thing for women, or has it changed?
It's slowly changing. It really is. Especially just in this day and age in general, you know, it is progressing, which I'm really happy to see. It's not easy doing what I do, wearing all the hats, and I've never wanted, my gender to be used as a gimmick for my success. You have to, you know, really do it all. And, you know, I drive my truck. I help fix my props. That's just part of my career. And sometimes it's not very attractive, you know, for female magicians to pursue once they get into it and see what's involved. But it is changing, and I'm really happy to see that.
And when you're out performing and putting on these illusions for people, I think it shows them, too, that it might not be magic that it is that they decide to go into, but it shows them that there is, you know, there's wonder still left in this world. That as much as we think we can explain everything, sometimes there are some things that we can't quite figure out, and that leaves that little bit of magic in our lives.
Absolutely. And these days, we all need some magic in our lives, Tim. And people want to believe in something, and that's one thing about my show, about our mission, that, brings people is hope. The hope that there is magic in the world, there is goodness in the world. Hope is a reason to go on, and that's what we're all about.
So this event, Make Hunger Disappear, is taking place Saturday, May 11th at 7 p.m. at the New Bedford High School Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now at ymcasc.org. So what can people expect in the show on the 11th of May?
Well, this is really exciting because the New Bedford High School Franz Spiegel Auditorium is really state-of-the-art now, and it's going to allow me to put on my regular touring production, which is really cool. It's 90 minutes. It's terrific for all ages, kids to the grandparents, and they are going to see all these spectacular illusions. Things like, for example, you know, a child from the audience being able to float in midair. My assistant, TJ, which, by the way, love the fact that I have, you know, a male assistant and a male crew. It's the complete role reversal. And TJ goes into a box that is folded up into like about 1 foot by 1 foot square, you know, and then I put all these swords into it. Our illusions are performed to music with choreography, and there's fantastic lighting, and it's like a very heartfelt Vegas production. You know, it's got all that that flash kind of excitement element, very high energy. It's going to keep people on the edge of their seats from the second the curtain opens.
And the important part about it is it's going to be going to raise money to help fight food insecurity, something that I was just having a conversation with an organization that's helping with food insecurity with seniors, and we were having the conversation about how we live in a time when we have so much and access to so much, yet there are still people that don't know where their next meal is coming from, and that's just mind-blowing to think about.
Absolutely, and what happens with our mission is that, you know, we've got all these cars, Tim, that line up in the queue ready to drive through the line and collect their food. And there are so many instances where people will be sitting there just so humbled, you know, by being in their car. And they have to sit there sometimes for a while if we're really busy. And they think about their situation and they can't believe that they're in that food line. And nobody is immune from this problem. People's situations can change on a dime. And, you know, I'm just so grateful that we have this incredible mission to be able to help those people. And there are times when, after they get their lives back together, they want to come help us and be a volunteer and give back.
That's always the best part is, you know, when not only for you as somebody who is helping to organize this to see, but for that person to be able to see that they have not only improved themselves enough, but to be able to kind of pay it forward and return that feeling to somebody else. It's always special when you see somebody that can rise above the challenges and then go help others.
Absolutely. Very, very heartwarming for sure.
I guess we could say that's the true magic, right?
It really is. I tell you, for anybody that wants to see some real magic, you come to one of our mobile markets and you will be extremely, extremely impressed and very, very touched.
All right. Again, the show is Saturday, May 11th at New Bedford High School Auditorium. Make Hunger Disappear with illusionist Lynn Dillies. You can get your tickets now at ymcasc.org. Lynn, thank you so much for joining us and thank you for helping to make hunger disappear.
Oh, thank you so much, Tim, for having me on. Take good care.
You as well. And again, one more time for you, that is ymcasc.org. If you want to purchase tickets to go see illusionist Lynn Dillies at New Bedford High School Auditorium, as she said, state-of-the-art auditorium, so they can do some things you've never seen before, Saturday, May 11th at 7 p.m. All right, well, that will take us to our first break of the hour. When we come back on the other side, we will take more of your calls, 508-996-0500. We will also take your app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. When we were talking earlier, just to go back earlier to a discussion we were having in the first hour about the Titanic, I just want to, I kind of sat on this message a little bit till we brought the Titanic back up. But the question had come up about the lifeboats on the Titanic. And this all comes back to, I wrote a story because yesterday was the 112th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic, and I wrote about Mattapoisett's Titanic hero, Francis Millet, Frank Millet, who was a writer, a painter, a sculptor, and he was born in Mattapoisett. He lived in East Bridgewater at the time of the Titanic sinking, but this is a true Renaissance man. He was a war correspondent for newspapers in the Turkish War, actually received medals for his bravery in helping people who were under fire and who were wounded. And he was best friends with Mark Twain. Mark Twain was the best man at his wedding. I mean, this is a guy who was really a true Renaissance man. And so I wrote this article about him and how he was saving people's lives. And that's, you know, part of the reason why he perished on the Titanic. And the question came up about the lifeboats. And Brock sent the message that the Titanic was built in industry standard and as many lifeboats as were required by maritime law. The prevailing wisdom of the time was that the Titanic's compartmentalized construction was such that it would keep the ship afloat at least as long as necessary for another vessel to come to their rescue. Unfortunately, other ships did not pick up or respond to the distress signal. Maritime law changed after the sinking, but the Titanic's design and sailing was not reckless, below standards, or such for the day. So just wanted to pass that on. All right, now I am going to take that break, and you are going to get your first cash code of the day. So if you're trying to collect all those cash codes to try to win $30,000, here you go. Again, 508-996-0500. And you know what I get caught up in? I get caught up in the deliciousness of crispy, crunchy chicken. But you don't just have to take my word for it. I've been telling you about crispy, crunchy chicken at Gas Express, located on the corner of Belleville Avenue and Tarkin Hill Road in New Bedford. I've been telling you how it's the best fried chicken in all of New Bedford, but everybody is agreeing with me. I get comments, I get messages, I get emails, I get app chats with people telling me all the time, Tim, you were right. Crispy Crunchy Chicken is the best chicken. And DSY sent an app chat message that said, Tim, finally had Crispy Crunchy Chicken. Absolutely, as you describe it, fantastic. So see, it's not just me that's saying it. Everybody's saying it. So stop on by and get yourself a 2, 3, or 4-piece crunch box. You get bone-in chicken or boneless tenders. You can decide which one. And I actually tried the sweet and sour sauce recently. Very, very good. I like that it has a little bit of a smoky flavor to it. And then also, you can get the delicious sides. Macaroni and cheese, potato wedges, beans and rice, jambalaya. And of course, don't forget their famous honey biscuit. People go crazy for those honey biscuits. You can also get their Cajun chicken sandwich and the thing that I tried recently on a caller suggestion, their fried shrimp. So good. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to Gas Express on the corner of Tarkin Hill Road and Belleville Avenue in New Bedford and try crispy, crunchy chicken. It's not greasy. It's meaty. It's juicy. It's not dry. It doesn't sit in the warmer for hours. They make it in small batches so that it's nice and fresh when you come to pick it up. Or you can order it through Gotchu, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. But if you do want to get a family-sized meal, which they do offer, please call ahead for that so they can have it ready for you. But other than that, stop in and get yourself a nice, delicious lunch or dinner for right around 10 bucks or less. Where can you get a fried chicken meal for 10 bucks or less? Well, you can, a crispy, crunchy chicken. So check it out at Gas Express in New Bedford and let me know what you think about it. And tell me if I'm wrong when I say it's the best fried chicken you'll find in New Bedford. Might even be the best fried chicken this side of Kentucky. And it's better than Kentucky Fried Chicken. All right. Well, 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in and chime in if you would like to do so. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We have South Coast Now coming up after this program with Chris McCarthy. And then after that, Bill O'Reilly. And following that, Barry Richard. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking with the folks from Mercy Meals and More. We're going to learn more about the comedy fundraiser that's coming up and all the great stuff that Mercy Meals and More does in New Bedford for the homeless population, providing them with breakfasts, providing them with foot care and other resources. If you would like to buy tickets to that comedy show, funny4funds.com/events. Funny, the number 4, funds.com/events. Or you can find the link right now at WBSM.com. When you go up to the top of the page and it says win comedy tickets, the link is in there to buy them, or you can enter to try to win a pair. And we will pull today's winner coming up soon here on the program. But right now, we are going to be going into the newsroom. It is time to get all of the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
The House Speaker unveils a plan for foreign aid. Jury selection continues in Trump's hush money trial. And 25 popular songs just made history.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is unveiling a plan for foreign aid, calling for 4 separate bills with funding for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and other priorities. Johnson explained his plan after a closed-door GOP conference meeting Monday after months of delay. Each bill would be voted on separately before the end of the week. It's the second day of jury selection in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial in Lower Manhattan. Scott Pringle reports.
On the first day, no jurors were selected, and it's expected to take a while to get a jury team together. At least 50 prospective jurors were dismissed after saying they could not be impartial. The former president calls the case a scam and a political witch hunt.
We're not going to be given a fair trial. It's a very, very sad thing.
The judge ruled that audio and video from the former president's infamous Access Hollywood tape cannot be played. The witnesses expected to get called to the stand in this trial include Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen and adult film star Stormy Daniels. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
The House is expected to send articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate today. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expected to move to quickly dismiss the charges.
As I've said repeatedly, impeachment should never be used to settle a policy disagreement. That would set a horrible precedent for the Congress.
The next step will force the Democratic-led Senate to take up the matter of impeachment against Mayorkas. Schumer said the Senate will swear in members as jurors the day after the articles are presented. Republicans in the House impeached Mayorkas in February over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Mayorkas is accused of, quote, willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law. A New Jersey toll collector says following her gut instinct may have saved her life. Michael Kastner reports.
Jessica Daly usually works as a toll collector on the Garden State Parkway, but not last Friday. Jessica said bad feelings kept waking her up, including a sense that she was going to be in a car accident. So she called out of work, something she doesn't often do. A few hours later, a garbage truck slammed into the Barnegat Toll Plaza and into a collector's booth. That collector hospitalized with serious injuries. Jessica says she wept when she heard, praying for those involved and thanking God that she had that gut instinct. I'm Michael Kastner.
And the Library of Congress has announced the 25 new recordings that'll be archived this year. The collection spans almost 80 years, dating back to Lieutenant James Reese Europe's 369th U.S. Infantry Band Song Clarinet Marmalade. Many popular songs were included, such as Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Gene Autry. Some albums also included are Arrival by ABBA, Dookie by Green Day, and Ready to Die by the Notorious B.I.G. This year, the only non-musical recording saved was This Is a Recording by comedian Lily Tomlin.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Bruins dropped their final road game of the regular season after being shut out by the Washington Capitals 2-0. They wrap up the season when they host the Ottawa Senators tonight at TD Garden. And the Red Sox and the Cleveland Guardians go for round two tonight at 7:10 after the Sox lost yesterday 6-0.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Mid to upper 40s, the temperature under clear skies. Lovely day for today. Sunny this afternoon. Temperature climbing into the mid 60s. Mostly clear overnight. Temperature will dip into the upper 30s. Another beautiful day for tomorrow under mostly sunny skies. Temperatures on the cooler side but seasonable. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update brought to you by Ocean Wine and Spirits Liquors for the largest selection of Nips near Fairhaven, now open at 157 Pope's Island in New Bedford. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And 508-996-0500, or you can send app chat messages or open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Joan in New Bedford sent an app chat message saying New Bedford Public Library has Frank Millett's painting The Black Sheep on display. So if you want to see one of his paintings in person, there you go. And again, he was on the Titanic when it went down. There were actually 17 people from Massachusetts who were on the logs of the Titanic. Out of the 2,223 people who perished, there were 9, I believe, who were men. One of them survived. The rest of the men went down with the ship. No women from Massachusetts died. They all made it onto lifeboats safely. But the fact that Frank Mallette was helping other people onto lifeboats, worrying about them before himself, just shows, you know, the type of person that he was and what his life had shown up to that point, too. He was 63 years old, but by that point, he'd already been a drummer boy in the Civil War at the age of 15. So he had been right in the thick of it. He then went on to cover the Turkish War as a correspondent, but ended up being involved, being under heavy fire and helping to aid the wounded at the battlefields. And he was rewarded for his bravery with medals. You know, as a journalist, they tell you you're there to observe and not to interfere. But in a situation like that, how do you not help people? And he certainly went above and beyond and was given medals as a result. But also a brilliant artist, sculptor, painter, writer. And if you go to the Mattapoisett Museum's website, they have far more information on him than we put in the story. And you can see some more of his work and find out more details about his life. But Mark Twain didn't suffer any fools. You know, Samuel Clemens didn't hang around with people unless they stimulated him intellectually, provided good company. And that's the best friend. He was the best friend of Frank Mallette. He was the best man at his wedding. So that just shows you the kind of person that Frank Mallette must have been. 508-996-0500. And, you know, every year when the Titanic anniversary comes around, there are lots of different memorials that happen, but for the most part, a lot of the names are lost to history unless they're, you know, the unsinkable Molly Brown or John Jacob Astor IV or some of these other notable people that were on board, survivors and otherwise. But there is our own South Coast, not only resident who was on or native that was on the ship, but who was a hero, saving people's lives as the ship went down. And if you want to read more about that, you can check out the article at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Right now, though, I'm going to take my next break. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in just a few moments. Like a roughed up Tuesday around here, though. It's a beautiful Tuesday out there, and I hope you get a chance to get out there and enjoy it. 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. There we go.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, I'm sitting here looking at part of my mom's Titanic collection. My mom was a history buff, and I have a book called Titanic at 2 a.m. It's an illustration from narratives and survivor accounts. And there's a paragraph that says, there was sort of a scramble on the starboard side. As I looked around, I saw two flashes of a pistol in the air. But they were up in the air in that sort of an angle. I heard Mr. Murdoch shouting, get out, clear of this. And that was a sort of a thing to a lot of us men who were swearing or swarming into the boats. So that's where the men were trying to get into the boats right at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read this book multiple times. It is amazing. And it makes a reference, and that goes back into my mom's collection. The sister ship, the Olympic, was basically almost the same exact vessel. She was supposed to leave 2 days later from the same, from Liverpool and go to Boston. So there's a New England connection to the whole scenario. And for some reason, there was no communication with those two boats for that two-day window. So, but I'll drop this book off for you one day over there so you can take a look at it. I know you'll really appreciate it, cause especially because of the survivor accounts and the illustrations. So.
Yeah, I think the first book I read about the Titanic was, you know, a work of fiction. It was A Night to Remember, which was Walter Lord, I think. And, you know, that was obviously highly dramatized. But when you start to hear some of those actual survivor accounts, which obviously when the movie came out in the 90s, you know, a lot more of that became prominent. But you start to realize, wow, like this is, it's not abstract anymore. You know, you learn the real terror that people went through as that ship was going down.
When the night of the Academy Awards, and the one with Leonardo DiCaprio, so right toward the end of the show, when Celine Dion's song, My Heart Will Go On, gets Song of the Year, and all that time, my mom actually passed away right around that exact time that night.
Oh, wow.
And it was really strange. So my family has a real deep connection to that. And but my mom, she actually knew in Westport, you have Charlotte White Road. That was an actual citizen from Westport. And my mom knew the grandparents or some of the parents. So she had a connection to them. Always amazing. But thank you for bringing up that local history connection with that gentleman from Annapolis.
Well, thank you for the call.
Have a good day, my friend.
You as well. And, of course, if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. You know, my interest in the Titanic just came about, again, as I mentioned earlier. You know, we learned about it in school because Dr. Ballard found the Titanic when I was an elementary school student. And so it was big news. And so we learned about it in school. We had the chance to go to the Museum of Science and do a live satellite hookup with Dr. Ballard while he was in the Galapagos Islands. And he was very nice answering all of our questions. I did a report on him for sixth grade and called over to Woods Hole and spoke to him very briefly to put a couple of statements in my report for school. And it was big in the news when I was a kid, so that led to an interest in it. I remember years ago, I want to say it was around the 100th anniversary, maybe the year before, there was a paranormal group that had plans of going out into the ocean over the spot where the Titanic lay at rest, and they were going to try to conduct a paranormal investigation. And I said, I don't know how that's going to work. They had plans to like lower recorders into the ocean and it's not going to work. And I don't know. They never ended up doing it. I don't know that it would have been successful even if they did. They got a lot of attention for talking about it, but I did go to the Bermuda Triangle though, and we did have some weird stuff happen while we were on a glass bottom boat tour, but that's a whole different story. That's the Bermuda Triangle. But yeah, I said, it doesn't feel right going out to the Titanic. It'd be like going and investigating Ground Zero, you know, which we had that opportunity and we turned it down. Just didn't feel right. And now, you know, 20 plus years later, it still wouldn't feel right. And I think that's kind of the cutoff. Is if it's something that happened in our own lifetimes, it's kind of, it's hard to justify doing it. Anyway, 508-996-0500. In the final few moments of the program, if you'd like to call in and chime in, there's still time to get to our website and enter to win. They have a couple of contests there that you can enter to win. You can enter to win tickets to the Mercy Meals and More comedy fundraiser that's happening on Friday, April 26th at the United Fishermen Club. All the details are there, including a link to buy tickets if you'd like to just buy tickets, but you can also enter to win tickets there. And also, at our website, we have the opportunity for you to win tickets to the Northeast Home Show that is coming to the Longplex Sports Center in Tiverton on April 27th and 28th. You can purchase tickets now at northeasthomeshow.com, or you can enter to win a four-pack of tickets on WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. So make sure you get your name in for those if you're interested in winning either of those. And, of course, we'll have your next cash code coming up at 9 o'clock as well. Right now, though, I've got to take my final break of the morning. We'll be back in a few moments. Dread. If you go to work for a Tremblay Bus Company, you won't drive a little red Corvette, but you will drive a big yellow school bus, and you'll help students get to school. Or maybe you'll drive a van. Or maybe you'll be a bus monitor. Those are just some of the positions that Tremblay Bus Company is looking to hire. And if you would like to earn money while helping local students, maybe you need a part-time job, or maybe you're retired and you're just looking for a little extra money. Maybe you have kids in school and you have to work around their schedule. Let me tell you a secret. When the bus driver is your mom or dad, you get to pick the best seat on the bus every day because you get to go on first. When I was a kid, I had the bus driver for one of the houses I lived in. The bus driver lived across the street. So we were the first people on the bus. We got to pick our seats and give her the music to play on the stereo. So that could be your kids getting that kind of VIP treatment on the school bus. Amongst the many other benefits of working for Tremblay's Bus Company. If you want to find out more, go to tbcbus.com, TBC, Tremblay Bus Company, tbcbus.com. You can find out more information there, and you can apply and join Tremblay Bus Company today. All right, that's going to do it for me for today. Stay tuned for Chris with South Coast Now. After that, we'll have Bill O'Reilly, then Barry, then Howie, and then, of course, all of the great overnight programming that we have, too. But tomorrow, we will be speaking with the folks from Mercy Meals and More to talk about not only their comedy fundraiser coming up, but also to learn more about what it is that they do in the community helping our homeless population. So we will.